House Energy and Water Development Committee Chair David Hobson has put $10 million in an appropriations bill to find interim above-ground waste storage sites. But the CEO of Private Fuel Storage says a temporary site his group's worked on for more than 10 years will hold all the country's waste. John Parkin says Hobson may not be aware of it.
I'm certainly communicating to him exactly where we are. But the idea that we would spend significant amounts of taxpayer money to replicate something that has already been funded with non-taxpayer money would certainly involve a lot of political scrutiny as to why you would ever replicate it and add another 6 or 7 years on.
Parkin says the Nuclear Regulatory Commission could soon approve or deny his company's license for its site on the Skull Valley Indian Reservation in Utah. For the GLRC, I'm Sandra Harris.